Chapter 8. Linda investigates.
Linda slept badly in the youth hostel. Her mind was full of terrible thoughts. She decided she had to find out more about the Everslime family. She went to the Everslime Memorial Library and looked for old newspaper articles about the mine disaster on the computer.
Estelle, Ebenezer Everslime's daughter, died in the accident,
she read in one article.
Everslime justified her presence in the mine, saying that it was his responsibility. He sent her down to demonstrate that the mine was safe.
Linda frowned.
Huh, that seems strange to me.
Then she continued reading.
Everslime's personal tragedy increases his popularity in the elections. So, after the disaster, he went into politics,
she said, scanning the other articles.
And now Bob Everslime wants to continue the family tradition. I need to see Matt's dad again.
Arriving at Matt's house, Linda noticed the mysterious black car parked nearby again.
Who are those people, and what do they want?
She thought, as Mr. Johnson opened the door.
I told Matt you were here yesterday, he said, observing her reaction. But he says he doesn't know you.
Linda smiled, unperturbed.
Boys don't like to admit they have female friends, do they? Now listen, you must trust me.
She told him about her research at the library, and he listened with interest.
You already know a lot about the dark past of Ebenezer Everslime, he said. Now I can tell you something about Bob. He made his fortune through the family name. The city is almost entirely his. Now he wants to protect his interests by becoming mayor.
He opened his desk and took out an old leather book.
Today I discovered an important piece of new evidence against Ebenezer. I received it from an ex-employee of Bob Everslime's. He is Fred Skinnybile, a direct descendant of Mrs. Skinnybile, Everslime's maid at the time of the accident.
Linda read the words on the cover. The Diary of Estelle Everslime.
Look at the last two entries, said Mr. Johnson.
18th of July, 1864. Today I heard Father talking to the coal mine foreman. The new seam is dangerous, but he wants to continue because profits are low. I don't know what Father is planning, but I'm worried. I wish I was part of another family. My father is so unscrupulous, so uncaring. He makes me ashamed. I wish my mother was here. 19th of July, 1864. Today something happened which changed my life. I saw the prince who can free me from the prison of my existence here. He is the boy I dream about. The same face. The same bright eyes. It seems he is a miner. He is intelligent and kind, and brave too. He came with a petition for my father about the new seam. My father was very angry. I hope he doesn't hurt my minor prince. I heard Father telling the foreman this afternoon that if something happens in the mine, the insurance money will compensate for his low profits. He added that if a few miners don't come back up, no one will care. He spoke of the new seam and a secret passage there. Something about a hole in the wall and a rock. What's happening? I'm very worried. I must help my minor prince. I must go to the mine so the princess can save her prince.
This new evidence looks bad for Bob Everslime, said Mr. Johnson.
Yes. It looks as if Ebenezer deliberately let those poor miners die,
said Linda, shocked.
Exactly. Mr. Skinnybile came to me because he lost his job unjustly. Now he wants the people of Newbridge to know the truth about the Everslime family. We must be very careful with the diary. A lot of people want to destroy it.
He put it back in the drawer and closed it with a key.
With this evidence,
thought Linda,
Mr. Johnson is a real obstacle to Bob Everslime's political ambitions.
She remembered the threats.
They must be connected to the accident,
she thought. Linda, my wife and I have to go out, said Mr. Johnson then. There's a note for Matt in the living room. He usually gets back about 4 o'clock. You can wait for him if you want.
Oh, no, please don't go,
implored Linda.
Your car, it's...
Matt's dad smiled. Don't worry, Linda. I took the car to the garage and it's fine. I hope we'll see you when we come back. Linda watched from the living room window as he got into the car with Mrs. Johnson. Helpless, she saw the black car follow them along the road.